If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report right now, and we know a little bit more about the Oscars coming up Sunday night, Dean.
Yeah, we know at least a couple of the performers. Now, the producers had said that they weren't going to do any musical numbers at all. You know how they usually perform the Oscar-nominated songs, and apparently they are not going to do that, but there is word that Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande will kick off the show with a song from the movie Wicked. None of the songs from Wicked are nominated because they're all from the Broadway musical. They're not originals for the movie. Therefore, they are not eligible for Oscar consideration. But both of those performers are nominated, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. So that should be a pretty good kickoff to, you know, the night of many, many awards and many, yep, many speeches and much hilarity.
I maintain that
I can't wait.
they shouldn't have that time limit for speeches, because what I watch for, performers going off the rails.
Yeah.
Maybe they've had too much to drink and they say embarrassing things eventually.
Right.
And that's what I want to see.
Yeah, or nervousness, you know, whatever. It's
let them go on as long as they want.
Always the best moments on these shows are the spontaneous ones.
Uh-huh.
Not the comedy bits that have been written for presenters.
Right.
Those are always so painful. But yes, at the Screen Actors Guild Awards this past Saturday night, they did not have a time limit, and it was much more relaxed and much more comfortable to watch. If it runs a little bit over, it runs a little bit over. It's, you know, it's only nerds like me are going to watch the whole thing anyway.
Makes it more interesting. Hey, that's why they invented the DVR.
That's
you can
true.
Watch it later. We have some movie news about Robert Pattinson, don't we?
Yeah, he in 2022 starred in the movie The Batman. I thought he did a great job. I thought that was a great movie. And there is a sequel in the works in which he will star. They're still working on the script for that right now. It's one of the most delayed sequels ever. But he is going to be in that. But there was some talk that he was going to be playing Batman in a new Superman movie and in some other projects in the DC Comics universe. And that has been put to rest by the head of DC Studios, James Gunn, who said Robert Pattinson will not be involved in any of that. He will be in the Batman sequel, but he will not be in any other projects after that. They haven't said who might be, but they said that they are definitely going to be looking for somebody else to carry on the cowl, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, there's a new Batman movie that's already in the works called The Brave and the Bold, and somebody else will be the Batman in that.
Tell us about the new Matthew Perry documentary.
Yeah, this is something that is going to be coming out Thursday of this week. It's a new documentary on Matthew Perry's life called Matthew Perry, Hollywood Tragedy, that looks at his rise to fame. It looks at his lifelong battle with addiction. Some of it is based on the book that he had out, Friends, Lovers, and The Big Terrible Thing. But one of the things that comes out of this documentary is that Matthew Perry had received 27 shots of ketamine in the final 3 days of his life. Ketamine is used for anxiety and depression, and he had 27 injections of it, according to reports that are in this book. So I think we're going to be learning some new things out of all of this, and whether or not there's any, you know, litigation that will follow, I guess we will soon be finding out. But this Matthew Perry tragedy continues.
Dean, it was really sad to hear yesterday that Roberta Flack was suffering from ALS.
Yeah, she had a variety of pretty serious illnesses going back to about 2019, I believe, is when she first had a stroke. And then a few years after that, then was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, that left her without the ability to sing anymore. But in her heyday, she left us some of the greatest songs ever from one of the most beautiful voices ever. Take a listen. Just scratching the surface of you know, her hit songs. Several duets with the great Donny Hathaway there also. But she holds the distinction of being the first artist ever to have won Record of the Year and Song of the Year Grammy Awards in consecutive years, 1973 and 1974. Several artists have done it since then. But she was the very first. Number one songs like crazy. She was a teacher. She was a classically trained pianist. She was an activist. I remember interviewing her on, I forget what station it was now, but it was the morning that Alex Haley of Roots fame died. She happened to be a guest on the show that morning anyway and spoke so eloquently about Alex Haley, with whom she was friends. And I've interviewed her a couple of times. She couldn't have been nicer and more down to earth, and her talent speaks for itself. She was 88 years old.
We'll talk about Roberta Flack when we get to my record collection here in about an hour. So what happened to Jon Stewart last night?
Well, you know, he's, you know, doing what Jon Stewart does, you know, a comedy news show. And he's going talking about, in his opening segment, he's doing a segment on pharmaceutical subsidies. And, you know, building up a head of steam talking about it. He had a coffee mug that was on his desk, and at one point took the coffee mug and slammed it on the desk. Now, you know, normally when that's done, it's a prop mug that they use that's normally made out of sugar or something that will easily, you know, that looks like it's a real mug, but is actually, you know, safe for the person to smash on the desk. This apparently was a real ceramic mug. And when he smashed it on the desk, he sliced his hand open. He cut his hand pretty severely. He kept on. Now, Bob, this is a lesson even for old pros like you and I. The show must go on.
Yeah, who said that? We're going to find that person.
Bob or I would have stopped immediately. We would have left. We would have gone to our mommies to get, you know, Band-Aids. Jon Stewart kept going. He simply put this hand that was bleeding under the desk, you know, behind the desk, and kept on going. And he did say when he did it, you know, he was laughing and said, well, I guess I'm going to the hospital after the show. And he lifted his hand out a little bit later on in the show, and it was bandaged, but it was still bleeding. It was a pretty bad injury. So I guess he's okay. He continued doing the whole show. I give him a lot of credit. He's a bigger man than I would have been.
What these guys won't do to create a viral moment on social media.
You think our jobs are so easy, ladies and gentlemen. Look how dangerous it is to do a comedy show.
We have something now for Gossip Girl fans. Remember the Gossip Girl?
Yeah, that was 18 years ago that took the airwaves and really, you know, became like the show that everybody was talking about. Blake Lively was part of it, who was certainly part of the news these days. And also featured on Gossip Girl back in the day was Leighton Meester. She is now co-starring in a new show, which is on the CW network, which is here on WGN-TV, of course. And it's called Good Cop, Bad Cop. And you think you've heard every possible way they could do a police show. This time, Leighton Meester is teamed up with an Australian actor named Luke Cook, who plays her brother, siblings fighting crime in a small Pacific Northwest police force. And it's kind of a cute show. I've seen one episode. It premiered last Wednesday. It'll be on every Wednesday at 7 o'clock here on WGN TV. And it's kind of cute. It's kind of funny. And I talked with the stars of the show about their new series, which is being shot in Queensland, Australia.
We love shooting there. We shot Washington State. In Queensland, Australia, which is a very beautiful, quite a warm environment. but we managed to do it, and we love doing it.
I mean, as an actor, you get to basically go and practice living somewhere for months at a time when you do each project. And, you know, if I could have wanted somewhere in particular, I would have said, like, Gold Coast, Australia. Let me have 4 months there, live there, see what that's like. I miss it a lot. I want to go back. Everyone also is doing American accents like pretty much perfectly. So it was fairly seamless.
Leighton, we go back to the Gossip Girl days. That's the first time that I interviewed you. We were a Gossip Girl station back then. What kind of good memories, hopefully all good memories, that you have from those days?
Yeah, I mean, I was 20 when I started that show, which was like the optimal time to move to New York and experience that. And I lived there for the bulk of my 20s. I also miss that a little bit. I think there's like so much love and nostalgia for New York and the cast and crew of that show. I mean, I look back and I know that the show, even now, like, you know, is being found by people who weren't even alive when we started the show. Kind of unreal, because it seems like yesterday to me, but I guess that's just what growing up and being an adult is.
Yeah, growing up, and it's a brand new show, Good Cop, Bad Cop. You can see it 7 o'clock Wednesday nights on the good old CW network, and that is right here on WGN-TV.
So what are we supposed to do a week from this Wednesday when Chicago Med, which is on NBC at the same time, is on featuring you-know-who? That's why they invented DVRs, I know.
Well, here's you know, the CW network is owned by the Nexstar Broadcasting Company, which is our fine parent group. I've adjusted all my TV so it only gets the CW and WGN.
Well, all right, I'll tape my episode for you.
I'm not able to watch. I have no interest in watching anything else.
This just in, Dean Richards, Nexstar Employee of the Week. Congratulations, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
That'll be the day.